Yep. It's about to happen. Come on, man. Let's do this. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. I am back in the studio. I am back on the podcast. How's everybody doing? It's me, your man, KLH, doing the thing, and you are kicking it with Ken. That's me. So, I missed publishing an episode last week. Let me tell you about it. So, my schedule was really crazy. I'm still dealing with a really scratchy throat. So, I hope you'll bear with me. Yeah, I missed the episode last week. So what happened was, first of all, let me say, I made a commitment to myself that I would do this podcast for a year. I want to test myself to make sure that I could commit to it long enough to do something with it. I wanted to prove the concept. Let's see if I could really develop a really good show. And so I wanted to commit to a year. And so it was very important that I put out an episode every week. So my schedule last week got really tight. A few things kind of lined up back to back. And it was looking like I'm not going to be able to do it over the weekend like I typically do. However, I knew I had my trusty phone. I'm a Galaxy dude. And that I could record a podcast on my phone, upload it to the platforms, everything would be good. So when I got to my destination, I work out of state a lot, and I was in Massachusetts. And I decided to talk about some of what I'm going to talk about today, about being adaptable. I recorded the podcast. The sound wasn't what I wanted it to be because, you know, I'm recording on my phone and I was in an apartment. But so I recorded the episode and I go to upload it to the platform. It wouldn't work. So I look into why won't it work. The reason it wouldn't work is because in the phone, it's in a certain file format that my computer that I had with me on the road would not accept. So I began to try to figure out other options. Can I change the file to another kind of format that would work? I didn't have the software to do that, so I looked at other things. I tried to upload it to Dropbox, which is a cloud storage service that I use, and the Wi-Fi in the place I was at was just mediocre. Nothing that I did would work. So I kept on thinking of other things I could do. What else can I do? What else can I do? So I found an application that could take the file from my phone and bring it into the computer directly rather than going to Dropbox. And it seemed like it would work. I had to plug the phone in to my computer directly, use this application to do that. It was taking so long that I had to go to bed because I get up super, super early during the week. I let it go. I got up in the morning and it bailed. It bailed because the computer timed out. So the screen went out, which meant that the upload went out. So I set the computer to stay on and attempted to transfer the file from my phone to the computer. I went to work. I got back. It still wouldn't work. I tried a couple of other things. Nothing would work. I did everything I could think to do, and I finally had to accept that I was going to take an L. I wasn't happy about it, but I know that anytime you're trying to do just about anything, especially if you're trying to do anything of substance, from time to time, you're going to take an L. So yeah, you're going to take an L from time to time. I had to accept that was the case. And I figure when I get back home, I have a PC and a Mac computer. One of them surely will be able to deal with this file format. I tried to upload, still would not work. So I took another L and decided I'm just going to have to record the way I normally do. And if I'm on the road in the future, I'm going to have to figure out another kind of option. So here I am now in the studio, as you can see, and I am having to deal with the fact that I really let myself down more than anything. And it's kind of hard taking that kind of blow, taking that kind of loss, taking that L. But again, you have to do that from time to time. And the lesson in all of that is the need to be adaptable, to be flexible. I did that when I was away, and rather than using the camera that I normally use, I used my telephone. Rather than uploading it the way I normally do, I tried to upload it to Dropbox. Rather than uploading it to Dropbox, I tried to transfer the file from my phone to the computer directly. That didn't work. I figured when I get home, I'll be able to upload it then using a different computer. That didn't work. So here I am now using the setup that I normally use. Again, the point is you have to be adaptable and you have to accept that from time to time you're going to take a loss. More important than taking a loss is how will you respond to the loss? Will you let it take you out of the game? Will you let a temporary setback take you out of the game, or will you find another way and another way and another way and another way and another way? And if that way don't work, you got to find another way, because if your goal is important enough, you'll find a way to make it work. I heard Tony Robbins use an analogy of your children when you're teaching them how to walk. How long are you going to try to help your child learn how to walk? The answer is very simple: until they learn how to walk. You try as often as you need to try in order to get the result that you're determined to get. The same thing holds true with accomplishing any goals. And so I am seeing that in real time in dealing with this podcast. It's a challenge. Things don't always go the way you want them to, but still you have to decide what do you really want to accomplish. And if you are driven by the goal that you have in mind, it'll open up possibilities to you. Things that maybe you wouldn't have seen if you were just going to give it a try. Because to me, just giving it a try is worthless. You have to decide that you are going to accomplish the thing that you set out to accomplish, period. And you do whatever it takes to get that done. So here I am in the studio now, thinking that I could have still used the video that was in my phone. I can't. I accept that, but I don't accept that I'm not going to be able to get done what I want to get done. I get back in the saddle to talk to you folks. And I hope that's the lesson that you take away. It's not what I did. It's what you can do. It's important that you understand that your goals are worth all the effort you put into them. They're worth all the time. If it takes financial investment, it's worth that. You have to be smart about that kind of thing. You have to be smart about all of it. But being driven by your goals, as opposed to thinking about, well, what kind of effort am I going to have to put into it? You might have to put a lot of effort into it. You might have to do a lot. You might have to go through a whole ton of different options. And you are absolutely, positively going to have to be flexible. I've heard a number of successful entrepreneurs say that the thing that they finally achieved success with was quite a bit different from what they started out with. Why? Because you go into it thinking one thing, and then you have to adapt and adjust. You have to be flexible. And maybe the way you thought it would happen is not the way it can happen. you try it a different way. There's the word try. But I'm not talking about try as like, you know, and just give it a shot and then you throw in the towel. I'm saying that you make a different avenue. You adjust until you arrive at the place you want to arrive at. And so with this podcast, I am determined to create a great show for you folks. I knew going in that I would not have everything figured out right off the rip. I still don't. I am growing and evolving, but I am committed to giving you folks quality content, sharing my life with you. And again, I am in the struggle with you. I am not above you. I know some things, I don't know other things. I am in the struggle figuring this out. And as I figure out things, I want to share them with you so that you can see that if you want to do something, you can figure it out too. It might not be a podcast. It might not be the music that I do. It might not be writing a book. It might not. Everybody doesn't have the same skills. I promise you, there are things that you do that I cannot do. And the thing for you to take away is that if you want it, you can figure out a way. I believe you can. I believe in you. Now you have to believe in yourself and in your dreams and goals. All right. That's it. It's a short one today. It is me, your man, KLH. And as always, if any of this resonated with you, please, please like and subscribe to the podcast. It's absolutely going to continue to grow and get better. I'm going to be sharing things with you that I hope you find useful in your life. And I have a newsletter. It comes out every single day. It's called Hello Sunshine. I've been rocking it since December the 26th every day. Super proud of it. It's inspirational, motivational. It hits your mailbox every day. It's free. It's a quick, easy read, and it's a great way to start your day off. The easiest way to get to it is on my website. Blam! It is kenhards.com. At the top of the page, there is a link that says Hello Sunshine. Click on that. You can subscribe. I'd love to have you. All right, it's me, your man, KLH.